8:35 here at QAnon's Classic Hit Station, 97.7 The Wolf. Time to welcome in Susie Landers from the City of Houghton with an update brought to you by the City of Houghton. Morning, Susie.
Good morning.
It's good to have you back in the studio once again.
Oh, it's always a pleasure to be with you on a Thursday morning.
Weather is improving, starting to look like spring in Houghton.
It is. Even where I live up in Painesdale, the last little bit of snow in my backyard was gone this morning. So it's a big day.
A red letter day. And across the street from the radio station, I think it was a couple of mornings ago, I walked out and I looked. I thought, there's green on that tree over there.
It feels so good. And so thinking about that, this kind of leads us right into, you know, everyone gets encouraged about, you know, the nice weather, getting into shape, feeling better about yourself. So we're really excited from the City of Houghton that we're welcoming a new business into town in a couple weeks here. So we have Micah Stipich with us today, and he's going to tell us how we can... right out our back door now, we can have CrossFit and all these wonderful exercises.
Micah, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Tell me about your business.
All right, well, we're a gym, so we work on becoming more fit and more and wellness. So moving in just across the street here, we're next to the Continental Fire Company, will bring us closer to people and help people become better humans.
Well, you're going to make it really tough for me not to go to the gym.
I was going to say, you can see it. You can throw a rock at that door almost from here.
Yeah, you're going to make it really tough. But well, let me ask you. I'm an old fat guy. Let's face it. I mean, let's be honest about this. Gyms are intimidating for old fat guys like me, because I'm going to walk in there. I'm going to see all you young guys with muscles and, you know, glistening pectorals and things like that going on. And should I be embarrassed about coming to the gym?
So what you just mentioned is really one of the biggest obstacles for people, is feeling like they're not in good enough shape to go and get in better shape. And so one of the attractive things about our gym community is that everybody's just trying to get better, regardless of where they're at. And we have people all over the spectrum, and their goal is to get better, and they're supportive of the other people that are doing the same thing.
Now, I would have no idea what to do in a gym. I'm not, you can tell by looking at me, I'm not a gym rat. I have no idea what I would need to do in the gym. What can you help me with that?
Absolutely. So one of the things that our program offers are coaches, and we spend a lot of time. We have a 1 month beginner session where over the course of 16 sessions, we spend an hour with groups of people, showing them the basic movements, helping them understand what we're trying to do, be able to execute the movements correctly, mechanically. And also we talk about lifestyle that supports it, such as nutrition and sleep and all kinds of things that will support our exercise. So over that bare minimum month, we try to get you up to a spot where you can join our group classes, where we'll hand you off, and there will also be coaches there that their first job is to keep you safe, and their second job is to make it the best hour of your day.
So I don't have to want to necessarily be a competitive weightlifter or muscle guy to come and be a part of the gym?
Absolutely not. There's people that have all types of different goals. There's we have a woman who's 20 weeks pregnant right now. She just wants to be in the best shape that she can be. We have people that are training for marathons. So you have a whole gamut. We have young high school kids who have aspirations to be college athletes, and so there are all types of people working towards their own goals.
Is this an expensive thing?
Relative expense for the Copper Country is always interesting. So our beginner classes, which we call an on-ramp, are $100 for that 1 month class, and then after that our gym memberships are $60 a month.
I've seen some gym prices from downstate. That's cheap compared.
Sure. We challenge people, if they can find a CrossFit gym that's more affordable in the United States, they will give them that price.
What does CrossFit mean?
Well, it's a fitness.
Does that mean that if I go into the gym and get fit, I'll be really cross?
Sometimes it's an obstacle, actually, because anytime you have a name that attaches you to a stigma. CrossFit is very diverse. The idea is to get better at everything, to be prepared for anything. So we have divide up fitness into about 10 different fitness domains, and you try to improve at everything. So it's general physical preparation. We like to say it's broad and general and inclusive of everybody.
So this isn't just going in and lifting weights or going in and running on the treadmill.
Exactly. So the idea of cross training generally is you do all of those things, and you do all of those things, and we vary them. And one of the attractive things is you don't get bored with a routine. The other thing is that people have a plan for you when you come to the gym. It's not up to you. A plan that's on purpose that people have thought out to help you progress.
Well, one thing we were talking about right before we came on the air, too, is making sure that you understand that you're doing your exercises correctly. I was telling Micah that I, believe it or not, you know, it's always like living in the past. Well, I used to enjoy doing the kettlebell, but I'm never sure if I'm actually doing it right. And, you know, just like we can always jump on the internet and look how to do it, but I always call the internet, not always, but the big bathroom wall. You know, anybody can post anything. It doesn't necessarily mean that it's correct or that it's the truth. So it would be great even just to start in a beginner's class and make sure what you do enjoy doing, that you're doing it correctly. I told them a couple years ago I overdid it and threw out my shoulder for a year. Hence, that's why I quit. That was a perfect excuse for me not to do it anymore. But no, seriously, you know what I mean? But I did enjoy it. So now I think I'm going to sign up for Micah's beginner class. And even though he thinks I was a beginner, he goes, you should sign up for the beginner class. Like, you don't think that I'm beyond beginner? but just to be taught to make sure you're doing those exercises right so you don't hurt yourself and you're getting the most out of it.
And I assume, Micah, also knowing that what you're doing is right for you, because Susie's right, you can go online, you can look for an exercise routine or something like that, but I have no idea whether that's really the most appropriate thing for me.
Yeah, absolutely. So which is why it's a great idea to have people that are there that are looking after,
that are educated, you. That are
And so in general, humans have a lot in common. We all need to be able to stand up from a sitting position. If we're going to sit on the toilet at any point during the day, we all need to be able to pick things up and lift them over our heads. If people have health conditions, you know, for example, Walter Reed Hospital has a CrossFit gym in it. So what they're doing is a lot different than what we're doing in downtown Houghton. So you accommodate and you adapt, and good coaches in any discipline, in any gym will do that.
You know, let's expand on that a little bit. I, for example, have a problem with a bone spur in my left heel, and it causes an Achilles problem there. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I don't want to put together a workout program that's going to aggravate that.
Absolutely.
And there are times when it hurts and I limp, and so I can't just get on the treadmill and run for 10 miles on that day. There have to be ways that we can work around that.
Absolutely. So one of the first things you do when you walk through doors, fill out a health history form, which will help alert us to conditions like that. Also, we have a doctor of physical therapy who helps bring all of our new people through a functional movement assessment, which will help us get an idea of what your limitations are. And so we don't put you in a situation where we say, go out and run a mile, and you come back limping. So that's definitely something we want to work around. You know, there are going to be certain limitations where it hasn't been a good fit for people, where our program isn't right for people, and it's responsible to refer them somewhere else.
So when are you making the move?
June 1st.
June 1st.
Yep.
Which is right around the corner, isn't it?
It is. It is. And the other thing that, Micah, not only is he opening the business in Houghton on June 1st, but, you know, he's also kicking off the SISU Challenge, which we want to get people excited about and start training.
Mm-hmm.
So that, we talked about that last week.
Yes, we did. And refresh, though. Refresh as
yeah,
to what
I'll let
is.
Micah refresh that on that. Go ahead, Micah.
Okay, great. So the SISU Challenge is a mud and obstacle race that's going to take place in downtown Houghton on July 25th. Mud and obstacle course type races, adventure races, have become popular. This will be a team-based race where you need to have a team of people that accomplish a mission together. So they're really attractive to people. They're fun. They have to be competent at a number of different skills other than just running or cardiorespiratory endurance. So this will be approximately a 5K race. There'll be around a dozen obstacles, and we want people with good attitudes. You know, it is also for everybody. There'll be options to go around obstacles. That's one question we get a lot.
You have to pay extra money for that.
You should make it a little fine.
Bribe. It's just it's like those charity golf tournaments where you can you can buy a mulligan.
It's a bait and switch, right?
It sounds like fun. And congratulations on making the move into Houghton. I hope that things go well, and I hope that you get off to a great start with that. Folks can get in touch with you now by calling. They can call you, email you, got a website?
So we have a web. We have websites, we have Facebook pages. So the SISU Challenge webpage is called thesisuchallenge.com. So thesisuchallenge.com.
That's pretty easy to find.
Is there a link on the city page as well?
Yes, we do.
Yep. On the downtown page. And I think I put a link up on our web calendar last week after we talked about it, too, on that at QNRReport.com. So I think we've got a link up there as well.
Okay.
So.
You know, we're really excited, too, with the city of Houghton to have someone like Micah come on board with our team. And, you know, it brings more excitement to the whole city and downtown. And all the people that are working downtown, now they have an opportunity to walk to a gym for their lunch, you know, to go to the gym for their lunch hour and or right after work. So this is great. We're excited to have him.
Well, and congratulations, Micah, and good luck. And thanks for stopping in. And Susie, it's always good to talk to you.
As well as you. Enjoy your day.
Susie Landers and Micah Stepich here on Q&A's Classic Hits, 97.7 The Wolf.